And no matter how secure are our thrones, they are only a slippery grip onto a power that can never last. And establishing itself, an ideology puts its values in the forefront while preserving itself in the establishment it contradicts them fully. And it's only our sense of purity that let us escape on time any form of corruption. And while religion can only provide a much smoked type of ethics and philosophy, a much dry one, only spirituality can provide the right balance. And the highest level of wisdom is the understanding that four walls and a roof are only meant to protect us in our sleep. And we shouldn't stand against the establishment, but only acknowledge that there's no life left into it, and we shall regenerate it. And the greatest injustice is always made on who had the greatest of loves. A main issue with ideologies is to bring mainstream issues on every aspect of reality, when in fact it's much more complex. And putting a dead creature on earth is only a mirror for our vanity, while putting a living creature is a total self-sacrifice. And the only form of governance that can ever work is the one that settles its constant temptation to quantify. And the right equation is that the more commodities are provided to humans, the more nature gets unsettled. And it is in the social concentration that any form of ideology becomes dangerously radical. And acknowledging how precarious is our living is for the afterlife, not for our lives, that we shall invest all perfectionism. And as soon as the hands are dismissed, humans start thinking and evil is conceived. And the creator evolves in his creations, while the destruction evolves in his way to destruct them. It isn't love, the one we give to others to become like us, it's just pure vanity. And our progress should be as slow as the decadence surrounding us, so as to fully cope with it. And if calamities bend the bourgeoisie, they completely revive wilderness. And there is no other way to control something but to love it. And no matter how precious it is, the content, only the container in the end will establish how much it is worth. And the starkest of synergies is when ascending force and a descending force meet. And it is the too generic depiction of the mass media that in the end set the roots for war. And while those in the framework maintain their neutral arrogance, those outside enrage, and those who try to build their autonomy are scorned. And the more society is indifferent to a poetic effort, the more the former is doomed to collapse. And we are heroes of the past only for the time we can be of use for an ideology of the present. And the art, accommodating power, always brings slavery, while the art, accommodating the spiritual, brings freedom. And if conformism is the key to survive, is also the key to kill any prospect of future life. Only in the micro we can have a full understanding of the macro, and vice versa. And under the shell we build out of our social pride, like snails, we are all very vulnerable. And the very roads we use for our worldly trafficking will be the channels of our extinction, that only a spiritual channeling can tackle. And in our precarious living, there's no option to preserve, but because it is precarious, it is worth preserving. And all adventures turns out really well, unless the media steps in and turns it into a catastrophe. And in purity, genius expands, and in corruption, itself contracts to confinement. And for the most, technology is a departure from their roots, and for the very few is actually a return. And with an offensive, we either destroy the enemy or have them silently prepare the next offensive. And at last, socialism has been but the entry for a new form of Epicurean effortless living. And the only real enemies are those who move forward, pointing out invisible enemies. And in our prophetic undertaking, we live a much unpopular existence to become popular posthumously. And the more politics start mingling with life, the more the body of the nation keeps beautiful, but its soul has to go on exile. And we abandon the object of our true love only because we see no possibility in taking care of it. And there are no politics that can reconnect humans to their nature, but an inner call from humans themselves. And prophetic are the words of outsiders will be categorically dismissed and replaced by charlatans. And all that has been engineered has gone against nature, and there is the assumption now that we can re-engineer everything back. And while the weight of technology takes us down, it is the light weight of ideas to lift us up. And all our network may help us achieve all our goals quicker, but less permanently. And no matter our spiritual call, if pursued, it will inevitably let us against all forms of conformism. And under one paradigm, it is far than impossible to tell the other side of the truth. And perhaps the only thing we have to learn in order to be sustainable is to respect nature's silence. And only in nature, the only hope in the end is that there can be always a fresh start. And whether we die with securities or with no securities, we always die to the unknown. And at last, one may keep on moralizing, but there is only one way that can exclude, and that is money. And in the end, stark contrasts are needed for any creation to be truly alive. And any artificial greatness is achieved demolishing and reconstructing natural greatness. And not of leisure, but real resistance comes out of necessity, best if spiritually driven. And all that is blaspheme is anyway contained from what was scavenged from the holy. And in the end, the politics only awards those who comply to their rules. And the more we dwell into history, the more history expands itself from its epicenter. And society is very tolerant and fakely inclusive as long as one acts castrated. And good or bad is never per se, but always in relation with the contrast they can create in the context. And under the ideological framework, solidarity only becomes infrastructural, killing the human-to-human relationship.